By now, you've probably heard of Norah Jones and her hit song, Don't Know Why.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come.
Jones won 5 Grammys this year for her CD, Come Away With Me. You may not be as familiar with the man who wrote Don't Know Why, Jesse Harris. He won the Song of the Year Grammy for Don't Know Why, one of 5 songs he wrote on the Jones album. Not bad for 2 people who met only a few years ago. Following that success, Harris and his band, The Ferdinandos, have their first major label CD, The Secret Sun, due to be released next week. It seems a long way from his time as a struggling songwriter in Brooklyn. Harris met Norah Jones when she attended the University of North Texas. Soon after, they started collaborating and performing together.
I had a really strong feeling about Norah and about how she sounded. I just thought people would really, really like it. But, you know, I never, ever imagined this.
So ultimately, you won the Grammy for Best Song of the Year for Don't Know Why. What was it like for you to beat out names like Bruce Springsteen and Alan Jackson?
Well, I mean, at first it was kind of terrifying. And I felt a little bit guilty that night. I felt that I'd robbed a bank or something. But later on, I didn't feel so bad about it because those guys are so big. I thought, you know, what's one Grammy more or less to them? So I don't see it as a competition like that.
Nonetheless, you did beat out Bruce Springsteen. This is a fact.
Okay. Okay, I guess it did. I guess it did.
What makes you think you're so smart?
When did you write most of these songs? Did you write them before the period of time when you were working with Norah Jones, or...
Really, it was after, because I made the album with Norah, and then she started going on the road, and she was gone the entirety of 2002, and it was during that year that I wrote all the songs on this record, except for the song actually that I sing with her, What Makes You, is a few years old. And we used to do that in her group, which is why I wanted to use it on this album.
The Secret Sun is a song which, like a number of the others on the CD, it sounds like it's written about a specific person. In this case, a past lover. I mean, are you writing about someone in your life in these songs?
It's not often that I sit down with an intention to write about something specifically autobiographical. That doesn't happen very often. Although it's inevitable, right? Because what else do I have to draw from anyway?
Right.
We were once the only ones who knew of the secret sun shining down where no one goes, in a place that no one knows.
Is this your first love, songwriting? Would you say that's your real first love?
Before I wrote songs, I would write stories. So I always wanted to be a writer, but I always loved music. And so, I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't want to practice the piano because I didn't want to do my arpeggios and stuff like that. And so I thought, well, music's just a drag because it's all practicing and there's no fun. And writing's cool, but there are all these rules and everyone says you have to have a character development and a plot. And so when I started playing guitar, I was able to bring those two things together, which was a love of writing and a love of music.
The songs on this CD are sort of a combination of ballads and a few songs like All My Life where you really do get a chance to sort of rock out with the band. I mean, is that sort of, is that the real sound of Ferdinandos, that the sound that you get on All My Life?
We really do a lot of different kinds of things, I think. We play waltzes and sometimes we play extremely quiet ballads, really quiet. Sometimes we play shuffles, so we do different types of things.
All my life. Waited to see you.
Are you happier working on your own at this point or with your own group at this point and not being part of this collaboration with Nora Jones?
Well, first of all, when I was playing with Nora, I was still in the Ferdinando, so I was doing both things. But the way I feel now is, I mean, I'm really excited that things are taking off with the Ferdinandos and that this record's coming out and it's going to get distributed and people are going to get to hear it. So, I mean, for me, that's really exciting. I'm not pleased not to be playing with Nora, though. I really enjoyed being in her group and playing with her, and I still do, and we're really good friends still.
So success is not going to spoil you.
I might eat in some better restaurants, but I don't think it's going to spoil me. But I was doing that already.
This is something you can get used to, the kind of success you're experiencing now.
Right now, yeah. I mean, for me, I'm still performing with all the people that I like to perform with and who I performed with before. I don't really see doing anything differently except for what I'm doing now, which is going out and playing live, you know, in different places throughout the country, which is really fun. So I don't know. I mean, talk to me in a couple of years, and then you can tell me if I've turned into a real...
A nightmare?
Yeah. Yeah, let me know.
I will.
You can tell me.
I'll be honest with you.
All right. Nobody ever stays
someplace for long. Singer-songwriter Jesse Harris, The Secret Sun, his new CD with the Ferdinandos, is released next week. Tonight they're appearing at Newbies in Memphis. Samples from the CD are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. One in the north.